It is your review show, Neil Atkinson, Andy Heaton and Sean Rogers, to talk about Liverpool's visit to Brighton. Start off as we do on this with the approaches and the way that it's looked at. On us first, Andy. Fabinho starts, Matip's on the bench, Henderson starts. I wonder if those two were interrelated. And Shaqiri starts. Any of that surprise you particularly?
No, I mean, there was a sneaking suspicion with Matip going into training that he might start Matip and Van Dijk. And then it's the age old Sean O'Mod, mate. It's the age old of, you know, if you're fit enough for the bench, are you fit enough to start? I don't necessarily buy into that. I know what the people do. And was it a case of the, you know, Matip was fit, but having played against Wolves and got into the rhythm of it, he didn't want to change it again because it would have been another combination. I know Van Dijk and Matip have played before, but coming in from the cold in such...
And also he's done a week's training with Fabinho, done the prep work with him to play this role.
Exactly. And, you know, also, it was a pressure game as well. It was I know it sounds daft with Brighton away, you'd expect Brighton got a good home record. We've come off the City game. All right, the FA Cup game against Wolves shouldn't count, but we all know that it does. So did they just want to try and keep, you know, some semblance of consistency there? And also as well, it means more minutes in Fabinho's legs. The midfield, no, didn't surprise me, apart from maybe Milner. But then, you know, it worked out well. I just thought it was I thought he might have shuffled it around a little bit with the midfield three. I don't know how, but just, I don't know.
I think his big call on it is, which I think is interesting, is just to follow on from what Andy said there, is Shaqiri Keita. I think that might change between now and the end of the season, but I think right now it just shows you where they are potentially in his pecking order, I suppose. I think the rest of it picks itself. It's like Andy said, you know, kind of fit enough for the bench, fit enough to start. It's like anything in life, isn't it? It's just one of them subjective things to that player. You know, it'd be like me saying to you, can you lift, you know, a 60 kilogram weight? And you might go, yeah, I can do it once, but if you ask me to do it all day, I'm going to rip something. So it's kind of, it's player to player and what the kind of problem is and what the niggle is with it. I said on the show for ages before, I'm a bit surprised that people are surprised maybe I have to repeat that. Yeah, I'm a bit surprised that people are surprised how easily Fabinho's slipped into that centre half role, I think.